Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round, that pose she go, that sound to make when she hit the floor, go boom. I wanna take her to my room, for sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL, BNP, king king we fucking money. With you tonight, man, let's go.
Money. What you say?
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash, keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance, and that's gonna make me dance.
I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be killed. LOC. Three Turners. Yeah. Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL, PNT. Dolly ENT. Big Brother Entertainment. Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio. J-Dog, V-Dog. Ain't the frame picks. Let's go. Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it, rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
where you from? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get their ass in the building. Dolly, you going ham, bruh. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
for
a nigga,
man,
you see in the club, y'all think I'm
so fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
What's up? What up, boy, Legion the Legend, man? I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
After we quit it, work, then we can go on the shopping. We're starting out our own shit. All off your own with the super freak. They can find heads, but she on the strip. I ain't got a piece of shit that's less up for me. She the whole ride, she too busy getting work for me. Body don't talk, got me hypnotized and woke me walk. I ain't gonna need to lie, you got me hypnotized the way you talk. But you got the super bad, I'm diving in your swimming pool. My swimming lesson, so my next step is becoming you. Baby, got an anchor on my shoulder that you know the life. You say you got to come, I say go hold it in. Come on, yeah, change your position. I let her climb up top, so she wanna make a rapper out of it. My lollipop, change your position. I let you climb up top, so she wanna make a rapper. I give you my lollipop.
I know what you do,
one of a kind, other hoes hate her, she's a bullet to my fucking eye. Eyes kinda slanted, but she looks like a model, like a girl phone with the body of a Coke bottle. I walk kinda mean, like you know she got the gas, so I'm a big cat, so transform the natural. Ass like one, whoa, body like damn. When she in the clean sheet, she be going ham. Play her favorite song, you know she like this slow jack. She think that she a machine, the way I got a program. You know she got it bad. She got an attitude, try to get out of the drop. She don't need a parachute, change the position. I let her climb up top, cause she wanna make it rap. But I give her my line and pop, change the position. I let you climb up top, cause she wanna make the rap. But I give you my lollipop.
Baby girl, that should be the thing.
Off my grind, beat my thoughts through my rhyme.
My breath won't get off my mind.
Money is getting paid. Just making my phone for you to see where I've been. No subliminals about you that I'm in the list. Say that girl, so much of you is into my state. It's not this for a weakness. I'm part of the proper good. This is not a secret, but the difference is a dream. This is how I treat things. For my family, I would bleed. This is how I treat things. It's not even a question. It's all love and no time for pressure. This is my day, as I'm on my 50. When I thought I finished, I was going to leave that. That's why I kept in this. This is the brain to my life and the vibe. It's in mind, I'm prepared to head this road on my palm. I'm not stopping you there. This is that still had the stress. I thought you'd run and never take me success. All at once when I leave, I'm starving to take me. I still feed my stuff.
Got these thoughts on my mind. I be falling off my grind. Weep my thoughts through my mind. My breath won't get off my mind. Got these thoughts on my mind. I be falling off my grind. Weep my thoughts through my mind. Get off my mind. Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Never left away by my grandmother in the pit. Sometimes I wish I never moved to PA so I could take what my little brother be playing. Missed a lot of years in the depression. Wondering if I made the rock decision, life lesson. When I had chosen music or the struggle, even no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Just to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life to still be there, so I probably should. Is it time for you to waste it? Just trying to make it. Fucking rap game is so damn wasted. Okay. In the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the feelings that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This is a new chapter, so here's where I begin. Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind. I be falling off my grind. Weep my thoughts through my mind. Stress won't get off my mind.
I'm going home. I'm always in a bad mood. Can't go bad like local niggas. And you got that campaign thing on a big budget. See, I got money, but don't got nothing to show for me. I think market trends and I think about yo. If the market is bad, we got a long time. We ain't no rappers in short time. They could be in the lead like Nick Perry. You can't give me no weapon to be seen to me. I'm prosper, I made it. Like what else nice to me?
On airplane. Ain't got no time to take a fast train. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home. On airplane.
I'm really kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners got the ear to the streets, man. Keep to the city. It's your boy Lee from the Legend. Hanging out where they do that at radio. K Dog, B Dub, B Room. I'm in support. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's coming together, doing what they do. Real talk. This is your host, J-Dawg. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318. Where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Now, for all y'all that definitely don't want to miss nothing, man, we also can catch us on 570-533-0071. So that way you won't get bumped off. You'll definitely ride with us and vibe with us as we continue to bring this good music to you. Like I said before, man, yo, a lot of good things getting ready to pop off. Yo, today campaign is definitely in the building. It's definitely doing what they do. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do right now is see if I got my partner in crime on the dime and see if she out there with me riding shotgun. Yo, V-Dub, if you can hear my voice, are you out there? Are you riding with me?
I'm riding, J-Dog. What's up?
What's up with you? What's up with you, man? Am I coming in loud and clear?
Loud and clear.
All right. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. So what's been up with you?
I'm starting my Food for Orphans eBay auctions today.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yep. I got a my first thing is this International Concepts cocktail dress. Retail $99.
Okay.
I'm starting it for a penny. New with tag.
Okay. Okay.
We're gonna give 20. Yeah. $100 dress for a penny. Hey, why not? 20% of the funds raised through these auctions go directly to Food for Orphans, and the rest go to my firm, V-Source, which will give 10% of that back again at the end of the year. So 30% to Food for Orphans. So y'all follow me on Twitter, VWATL, so you can take a look at the listings. Beautiful gifts for your girl, you know.
True.
Because, you know, I do a lot of celebrity shopping and so forth. So some of the things I pick up, and if they don't fit, we just hold on to them, and then we'll do the auctions. So most of this stuff is Nubu Taz, Gucci, Chanel. Got a lot of stuff that I'm about to get ready to auction off. Everything's starting at a penny.
Okay. All right. Hey, y'all better get in where y'all fit in. Y'all better get at my girl, V-Dub, real talk.
Yeah, swimsuits, vests, dresses, heels, purses, luggage, gloves, scarves, perfume. You, I sell it all.
Okay,
I'll auction Miss Rare Breed if she want me to.
Ooh-wee. Okay, real talk. Y'all already know what it is. Real talk, man. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. Get it in.
We can get some dough if we auction off Miss Rare Breed. 20% back to Food for Orphans.
Okay, there you go, man. Y'all better get on in. Y'all better do what y'all do. This is where they do that at Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The time is 9:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're definitely on the grind on WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is get in where you fit in, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. We're going to drop some more this beautiful music on them. I'm going to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. Yo, shouts out goes out to my man, DJ Zoo Man, Glance Radio in the building, CBS, AOL, the whole crew. You already know how I do. All where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. So, yo, just sit in, do what you do. Real talk. I'm going to take one more caller. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening. Then we're going to jump back into this rotation, man. You know how we do it, Lino. You know how we do it. We're going to see what's up.
Oh, yeah,
up.
I know.
Let's see what's up. Let's see what we got out there checking in. Real talk, your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building. WTETA Radio is coming to you, man. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
What's good, J-Dubs?
What's up? What's up? Tell me who we got checking in, man.
Thank you. That's DJ Cool. And Cordy, man.
DJ Cool and Cordy, hit man. Real talk. It is what it is. What's good with you, man? What's popping off up there in Philly right now, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just recently got done blowing something and just sitting back chilling, man.
Okay, so you know, every time DJ Cool called it, you know, Vito, they got to connect on some weed out there, man. Real talk. I don't know if they're a municipal patient or something. I don't know, man. They just keep on deck all the time, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, real talk, what it is. I mean, y'all ain't one of the recipients, is, you know what I'm saying? Got your little card and everything. You're going there and just, you know, I'm just messing with you. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, real talk. It is what it is. Look at you, man. That's an idea, man. You see what happened. I'm just saying, man. You know, y'all know how I feel about weed, man. For all y'all don't know how I feel about weed, let me just break it down because I got a lot of listeners on here. They really don't catch the gist of what I mean. You know, so we don't promote the use of drugs, but this is what we feel about marijuana.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
And because he did. I don't think it's all that bad. So do what you got to do. Real talk, yo, DJ Cool, my man, yo, the Hitman, definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Philadelphia's finest, definitely in the building, man. Hey, real talk, you already know how we're going to do it. We're going to turn this thing up to a whole nother level, man. Yo, what you want to let the fans know, man? You want to give them some shout-outs, let them know what's up, what's good, man?
Basically, everybody keep doing what you're doing, keep grinding. Because This whole thing is a movement. I mean, the whole station, we all a movement right now. We all a big family, a big movement. Cordette, man, you know, Beats, he got them in. I mean, y'all, I mean, at the Hitman 215, it's Twitter, me is at Business Boy Sims. So, yeah, like, we're willing to work with everybody. I mean, you know, I see everybody out there, the Will CYN, Legion, you know. We'll see folks. Everybody. Shout out to some you know, my man Phoenix Supreme.
Okay.
Mr. Sheen, he just got out in me recently, you know. So we about to get back work again, so yeah. It's about to go all ways right now.
Real talk. You already know what it is. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, this is the urban experience like never before. We are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. All we want you to do is just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. Remember, this is WTBTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game.
Like it's cool if you think it's over. little boy really likes skinny. Now I like how skinny like skinny. Now my skin stuck up with this, they don't like you.
Right.
You ain't trying to catch a piece of piece that's right, man. You just right, man.
I'm on it. I'm a
teacher's
crew. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let me make the pain. I'm on it. I'm I'm on it.
Word, they don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let me make the game. I'm a better train. From the first stand in the first. Look for the worst, trapped in the first. Observe a life of three words. Look for big. Out of my hood, jaded, but the team is rubble. Critics from the top of hustle. Never gonna fall or stumble. Gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth. You see what's on the news. Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open up our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. Untied the checks, now I am better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is dumbing. Things like me off our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. You still trapped in the system. Now I am living.
I'm living.
Right.
I'm
running.
It's time to teach the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let me make the change. I'm on the change. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. And yeah, it's time to elevate. Let me make the change. I'm on the change. I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. And yeah.
I'm gonna do the quiet sound. I'm going to
Talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The time is 10:19 Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Get in where you fit in. Like I say, man, yeah, I'm going ham in the booth. Real talk, it is what it is. But you know what? In the meantime, in between time, it's all about the urban experience. So you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to request line. We're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see where you're doing it at, because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about the fans. Fans, do not forget to vote for your favorite artist. Hit us up at 678-534-8447. Leave it on the voicemail. The CPU will do the rest. Real talk, because, yo, this is the reason why they doing it. It's for the love of the fans, love for the craft. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. We're going to go to the lines right now to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at, on where they do that at, radio. Yo, call if the last 4 digits of your number is 6144. You're definitely on the flow. We have a little bit over about 21,000 live listeners is on the line right now, 22 million in the queue on Last FM. Who we got checking in, man?
Hi, how you doing? This is Mrs. Green with Liberate Solutions.
All right. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, we cannot complain. Yo, this is an excellent day. Great day. I'm telling you, man, you really gave us the business last night with that commentary last night. So I want to tell you, live on the air, I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that.
Definitely. Well, you know what the talk is in town tonight is we're trying to figure out what they're doing in the White House. What are they doing? Can somebody please tell us what they're doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? You came to the right place, because I'm going to definitely break it down to you and let you know what are they doing. That's a good question. What are they doing out there in the White House? You know what I'm saying? They talk, everything right now, you know, August the 1st is tomorrow. August the 2nd is when they're supposed to have the deadline for this new debt plan in order to raise the ceiling. There's a lot of speculation about just really how this is going to affect all of us out here. So real talk. Yo, I'm going to be cleaning it up. I'm going to be cleaning it up for the listeners and definitely let everybody know what's up and what's happening. But definitely got a lot of new callers on the air, a lot of new folks on the line that are definitely concerned about their coach and their community. So definitely let them know what they need to do to definitely get involved and definitely get this whole movement really in the right perspective.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, you know, just keeping it real, please. Like I said, we have to watch real closely now, okay? Because, see, whatever's going to happen in society right now is going to affect everybody. I mean, if you've never been a politician, you know, you don't have to be to figure out what's going on out there, okay?
That's
people
right.
are hurting each other. People are dying. People are doing everything they can to survive, but in the meantime, we just have to keep our minds stable. Keep focused, people. You have to keep focused, because if you don't, you're going to make mistakes that's going to cost you dearly. So just like I say, just keep focused, you know, and do what you do. Do what you do best. Is it music that you do best? Is it art? Is it drama? You know, as far as good drama, please. Anything as long as it's positive, you know what I'm saying? Just stay in a positive state of mind. That's the most important thing right now.
That's right, because we all definitely need to stay in a positive frame of mind. We definitely need to stay focused on the things that are around us. Definitely take heed to what's being, you know, spoken of in media with the politicians, the White House, the government, the whole nine yards. And definitely, you know, before the night is done, I'm going to definitely be shedding some light on those issues, really letting everybody know really what they can do in their local community to definitely get involved and all that good stuff, because we do definitely have a voice. We have a platform in place where we can definitely voice our opinions, voice what we want to have exactly change in our community, so therefore we can, you know, definitely take our place, you know, among this whole thing, because it's survival at this point. Right now, in order for you to survive, you got to know what's going on. You got to know how it's going to affect you. You got to know certain things that you definitely need to do. So definitely, before the night is done, we're going to definitely shed a light on that issue. You know, I want to appreciate all of the supporters of Where They Do That Radio, WTDTA Radio, for definitely, you know, riding with us and doing what we do. Again, when I say urban experience, when I say that, it's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. That means that everything that you're listening to, everything that is affecting you internally and externally, if this is speaking to you, then we are talking to you. And we would definitely want you to definitely get involved. And definitely don't feel, you know, don't, you know, we got the number out here so you can definitely talk to the world. We got a lot of listeners worldwide that definitely want to hear from you. So definitely hit us up. Let us know what you think. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do what we do. But definitely, Ms. Green, I'm going to definitely bring you back on the line in just a second. Don't forget, callers, yo, if you don't want to get bumped off from the GoDot Extended segment, please dial 570-533-0071. Please mute your phone. We'll definitely keep it going on, but we got a lot of stuff we're going to be chopping up before the night is done, so you definitely want to get in where you fit in. This is the Urban Experience like never before, but we are definitely, definitely, definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side, and I'm saying that in a good way, you know what I'm saying? Not in a scary way, but in a good way, because you definitely want to be informed. You definitely want to know what's up. You want to know what's happening. You want to definitely know what you need to do to definitely partake in this Urban Experience and this entire movement. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. Tell a friend to get it in. Hit us up, 347-934-0318. You already know what it is. This is your boy, J-Dawg, so just ride with me.
Hey, it's your girl, V-Dub, before the live, from where they do that at.
I used to ride, sell it, stress, leave me alone. But I'm good, cause it only made me strong. Feel what I'm saying, shit, I love going through a struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. Hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that's supposed to mean. And niggas still getting jacked for our house of weed. Niggas still getting their goals kicked, no shit. Jobs still hard to find us back when they go. And you get it, hanging in the joint truck to make you bad silly. I do it for the struggle for South to Kansas City. This how we rockin', but the top is not an option. I'm lying, better do something. Get rich and die trying. Y'all still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. There's a lot of niggas losing their pride. Better swallow her up. There's a lot of bandwagon trying to take power. Taking care of our kids like fathers. Got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the sideways of going now. Fold the wall, better prepare for when it goes down. What goes around, comes around. That's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is the month that made karma famous. Famous. He is dead.
Now, baby, when? On the road, bro, I was so broke. Fell to my last red cent. Had to do something. My job support was goofy. I lost my job. Boy, got fired. Went to the street and got high. Trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up from the nightmare. And I was scared. What you thinking, dead? I'm not. Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot. And she blew me. This woman is trying to clean me. Opposites attract. She's because I think that she knows me. But I may not know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good, and I'm getting because I want her. She's looking for the ship. I'm making moves on the beat. I'll make a groove. Cry with my ambition. She vibe and her. She pops back. Switches to 96. She still has been pounding, but picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit her up until the end of time. We live against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up. When thugs cry on my block, I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears trapped, the feelings fundamental and never changes, just a different thing. Same.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight. Damn, bro. I got a club. Hope you keep going.
And you know this, and you know, man.
So hard for them. All them dudes that don't know how to say it, you know, say it for the talk at me. We was both basically meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer, smoking jizzies. You were studying hard, I had a job, so you were busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you were seen, you would say it was a city. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was running out of doors for different chickens, non-stop.
associated with getting head, a document slaying con. I built a reputation to R. Kelly that applied. Then when I approached him, he was smiling, he won't stop. We was either on the phone, you was chilling at the spot. Niggas and niggas love, brother, we changed his love. My business didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore gloves. I didn't understand it, just screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feeling, but just buzz. But after shit, I'm sorry, that's my love. The bitches had me gas, I was fast, and I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. So people end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, it's like niggas, they ain't shit. So think you can move past it and find some happiness. Get a hustle, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. It brings with me, but on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm only looking back if I can have to go to Mari. When I see you, when I'm hoping it's just successful, the plan up for that shit that I did, I'm going to stress for. I'm just not quick, had to put this to music. I thought I'm fucking right, just all of my actions for you.
Sorry's not enough. Look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it well. I started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. Gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. My family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend and turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right. I deserved the pain. From calm to chaos, like a hurricane. My life is reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the street. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. How you feel like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin. I know, listen, like the lesson, you got me stressing, but I'm leaving you. Showing you some love, I do it the way I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broken. This is something I need to get off my chest, I need to keep with this. I never knew love to take you people, then I'm sorry for all the wrong in the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart, and I mean every word I speak is true. I've been hating cause they don't see what I see in you. I took your love for granted, my hope you understand, and I never miss it. Cause you so much pain, that's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was like the crazy, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry. I thank you.
All about that money, 2050 money. Ran up on them in the dark, told them run. 2012 coming, so get the running. Call my duffel bag, turkey money is a stuffing. I whip your head, boy, you have a concussion. Get my nigga, get the bang, like percussions. No further discussion, money is lucky. Hand surfing on the waves, then I hit the dougie. And they say he ain't fresh, born fresh and clean. Cocky and conceited, yeah, Mr. CBT. Hopping in the game, next generation TNT. Yeah, we blowing up, all in on the macaroni. Boy, your fantasies working like a can of beans. I'm on fire and I'm iced out and deep. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking about the wind, I say the flabby cheese. Let it do your beauty bang. 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 And your girl all on them like chicken peas. You know who that is, where the scats be. Hit a clear water beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirts, Nikes, with my cat D's. Boy, you can't match these back. It's your last king swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but it's only your one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it extract things. SBM super fresh. Get more checks, to leave you more sex. Yeah, get the DJ baby fast. I hop up on the track, I just run like crack. Get a DJ baby. Yeah. I see him walking on the corner of the street. Bring it up, I'm still providing for my own sick and shit. I see the same old hotels and no dirty sheets. We watch a new girl like we expect to OT. Not even the book that comes from the garden to her. Not for the Lord, is the dog who be tipping her. Like a wrestler, he be on the floor pinning her. Thinking that it's love, she get the hug. My mom's cop, she just wanna be careful. She wanna get a voice on like a man home. Ready for a new day like a man gone. Like a blue skin, talk on her head, talk. She's in the closet, my mother ain't a worry me. Looks like the sheets took up all the insecurity. And she be searching for me, coming out vacant. Right, but she's looking for love in the fall. What you won't do, what you won't do, what you won't do, what you don't give up, what you won't do, what you won't do, just for love, what you won't do, what you don't give up, what you won't do. You walk and talk and everything, it's like a soul. But he say that cause is pretty good, it's your life is strong. But I can't knock on my problem, not for what he's coming again. He's got some money to make up for what he ain't giving in. Put his hands like he is, trying to pay him off. He's taking tricks and it's gonna make him bust. But it's important to do the paper, won't you keep gang? Falling in love with hookers, it looks like she's bang. White he is, he can always stand. Drunk woman in the basement. Got a good woman, born and raised. While I'm looking for love, he's trying to find a replacement. That homegirl, she ain't coming back. She ain't running back. I used to say that it was like 4 years looking for love when it was right there. What you won't do, you for love. What you won't do, you not you won't do, you for love. I was walking around the place, looking in all the wrong places. I'm like they tell me. Sometimes you got it right under the phone. You can't even see it.
Hey, Superstars, ready to release your project? Don't have a venue or an audience to give you the feedback that you desire? Then you should join me, D-Dub, along with all of my Superstar friends and social butterflies
on August 20th at Upscale Atlanta for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event. I'm talking champagne, appetizers, complimentary parking, and networking with entertainment industry experts. All YF15 CD, MP3, or DVD airs live for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event attendees and over where they do the radio. Hosted by Access Be Life. Hey, you never know who's listening. Call 678-389-6869 for VIP accommodation reservation and for ticket information by August 5th. This event is brought to you by B4 PR Marketing, Fame Exchange Charity Concert, Request Be Lifestyle, and Spellbound Media and Entertainment. You know the Fame Exchange DVD camera will be rolling. Holla at your girl.
Yo, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. This is where they do that at Radio Wood, featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, it's a lot of stuff that's definitely popping up, but you definitely want to be in the building August the 20th. Yo, definitely, if you're in the A, you know what you need to do. You need to get at my girl, B-Dub, so she can definitely let you know what's up, what's happening, and how it's going down. Yo, B-Dub, you still riding shotgun with me, man?
Yep, J-Dog, I'm out here.
All right, so she out here holding down. Real talk, it is what it is. VW, have you been having a chance to, you know, I know you're real busy, but have you had a chance to actually check out the news in terms of all the stuff that's popping off in Congress right now?
Yeah, with the debt ceiling bullshit, and man, forget all that. Forget all that. I can't stand the way Congress likes to. They love the spotlight. You get what I'm saying? Like, every time I watch political news, it's really, it feels like TMZ. Like, are you kidding me? You really playing with people's livelihood and day-to-day like this? Like, we on the episode of Punk'd. Like, you know, I don't. What I'm more interested in right now is what our mayor of Atlanta is doing. That's somebody that is more direct, because Congress can kiss my grits.
The Times.
I'll call the money maker. What up, though?
Has joined the conference.
Say that again, V-Dub.
I said Congress can kiss my grits right now. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, just in a
nutshell. But I do appreciate what our mayor here in Atlanta is doing, as far as I'm all for the penny tax to make our roads better, make them wider, and give us more room, because I hate traffic in Atlanta. It's awful.
Traffic is
terrible. So, and I'm not one of those people that have to get in traffic every day. Thank God for the luxury of being able to operate my business from my home office. But once I do have to go check my mail, send a package, you know, or just run my regular errands, it takes 20 minutes to get to Kroger. And Kroger is two seconds away.
Exactly. It's, you know, so I feel you. You know, on a federal level and on a state level, there's a lot of issues and a lot
city
of things.
Level.
That, yeah, exactly. You know, local, state, city, all the way up to federal. There's a lot of issues that definitely, you know, have been making the press and have been definitely very detrimental issues. You know, the focal point right now, you know, if all y'all that don't know, just basically in terms of what's happening, Obama and Congress did reach, you know, a debt deal. They're saying, you know, which we already knew that, you know, default would have been a devastating effect on our economy. Obama said in the White House, relaying to the news, to the American people, the financial markets around the world, he thanked the leaders of both parties, you know, which is, you know, John Bernard telephoned Obama at the mid-evening today and said that the agreement had been struck. Officials said no votes were expected in either House of Congress until Monday at the earliest, to give rank and file lawmakers time to review the package. You know, pretty much in a nutshell, they are deciding to do something. I mean, but it really goes to show you, and what I've been saying from the very beginning, is you know, there's a plan in place. There's a lot of stuff in place that we really have to pay attention to. Now, you know, the minute it starts to deal, just like what Vito was saying, when it starts to trickle down to your pocketbook, when it starts to trickle down, when you go to the gas pump, when it starts to trickle down to the point when you look at your utility bills, then you definitely need to be concerned. about what a lot of these politicians, I'm going to say it, I'm going to be nice, politicians that are in office in terms of what they're doing, in terms of speculating and trying to figure out what's up and what's happening. And like I said before, there are a lot of things in place right now. Hopefully this is an eye-opener to a lot of the folks in our community, our culture, to definitely take heed to what you must do. Now, you know, because again, do not wait or think that, okay, just like, you know, you can't put a gun, you can't put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It's only going to stop some of the bleeding, but it's not going to fix the problem. You know, you got to have surgery, you got to remove the bullet, the whole nine yards. A process must take place. And basically, I think from a lot of aspect of a lot of us that's in media that's really been petitioning, really been pushing the op, you know, the aspect of really what's being done and having a voice in the ears and eyes of the consumers, we feel that really this is something that they really can't afford right now to have, you know, a revolution to the point where people are just going to take matters into their own hands. But don't just think, okay, well, they reached the debt, you know, deal, then okay, all is fine and dandy, let's just move on to something else. I want you to understand that if they're threatening to take these things away, you have to watch and voice your opinion on what must be done. And it's a very simple solution if you really look at it from a standpoint of really how the rules are laid out. But definitely, you know, I'm going to be shedding some more issues, you know, shedding some more light on all this stuff. I definitely want to hear from the definite consumers, the fans, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the artists all across the globe definitely doing what you do because, again, this petition is, you know what I'm saying, is definitely one that we are, you know, are going to continue to push. So we're going to continue to push folks to the point where they are compelled to make a decision. You either got to stand for something or fall for anything. And all I'm saying is right now, they got to stand for something. But definitely, I feel you, B-Dub. I definitely feel you. You know, shouts out to, you know, to our folks here locally, definitely holding it down, doing whatever they can to definitely make this thing better is definitely a way to go, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
the issue, J-Dog, on the city level was people don't or can't afford a penny tax. And that's a penny tax on everything. That's a penny tax on your gas. You know, it's not really just 1 cent. You know, it's like a percentage of or on top of type of scenario. So that could impact your gallons of gas because it's a penny per gallon, I guess. So I don't know. I don't really know, you know, the ingredients. But
I got you, but you know
what? You get what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's just not 1 cent. School lunch goes up and you pay for school lunch 5 times a week. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it adds up to really like a car note at the end of the year, an additional one.
Additional car note, exactly. An additional $500 or $600, $700 that you normally are not
spending.
Or
maybe a year. Let's say a year is an additional $700 that you would otherwise have spent going to the club or, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the club gets more expensive because you got a tax on the gas that you use to go to the club, the food you eat after you come out.
That's right. It affects everything. It affects
the clothes you bought to go, hairdo.
There you go. There you go. Everything. Everything is subject to the cost of inflation. So
that haircut, that pedicure, everything is going to be higher.
That's right.
It seems like we've already paid for this stuff.
Okay. Good point. Go on.
Okay. For all the listeners, doesn't it seem like we've already paid to where we should be able to move around our cities without being clustered?
Exactly.
I mean, regardless of what people think, Atlanta, we're not New York. You get what I'm saying? We drive cars. We don't hail cabs. You know, I hate calling a cab. I hate having to catch a cab.
I hear you. You know, it's a toss-up between the taxi and the bus, or, you know what I'm saying, do what you do.
I don't mind the bus too much, I prefer the train. I hate the bus.
Okay. I hear, you know, it's a preference. You know, you can't, but at the end of the day,
you can't get to the station by just snapping your hands, so.
You know, so it's. You can't escape it, but the things right now that are detrimental to us, we definitely, you're right, we need to pay attention. And you're right.
Yeah,
you made
we need to pay attention.
That's right. It's kind of like you said, it's like, didn't we just pay for this stuff? Yes, we did. So it's like, okay, since we just paid for it, then why we have to pay again? Well, this is called, in the world of accounting, for all you that have an accounting degree or taken some courses in accounting, you know, they teach you a course that also talks about voodoo accounting, which means that, okay, you know, do you see the money? You know, you see the money until you add everything up. Then when you add it up, it just magically disappears because
voila.
Real voila. You know, it's like we have it, but if we apply what we have to spend for it, how we have to use it, we don't have it. You know, so it's a shifting. And the biggest, you actually made 2 points, if whether you realize it or not. It's like, okay, we shift stuff around at the top to make stuff better at the bottom. But when we shift stuff down, you know, from top to bottom or whatever was being done, it affects everything in that whole perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
people have to figure out at the end of the day, how do I increase my net worth? How do I increase my income potential? Because if everything else is going up and I'm only making the same amount of money, then I'm going to have a shortfall somewhere. A phone is going to get cut off. A note going to be late. You know, I'm about to call my rent person or my mortgage company, let them know, you know, I can't give them all of it. I got to give them some of it. You know, real talking is what it is. You're going to have more months than you have money. And this is a repetitive problem. So real talk.
It is.
We just have to realize what it is we must do. And again, today is the day campaign is all about opening your eyes to options and alternatives to things that we all can do. It's not just set for one group or race or certain class of people. It's for everyone. You know what I'm saying? But if we don't take advantage of these things that are there, then we are going to only be subject to the things that affect us. And, again, the cost of inflation is definitely one. The cost of inflation is definitely one. The debt ceiling situation is definitely one because, again, I mean, look, we was this close and we're not out of the woods yet. Of basically having a main source of what affects our community in terms of livelihood threatened because the government can't pay their bills. So you really need to think, you know, hey, just all I'm saying is, man, just pay attention. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Vita, I'm going to take another caller right quick. We definitely want to get some more folks on the line to really definitely, you know, open their mind out to this because it's definitely something that we definitely need to take heed of and speak on. So let me go to the line right quick. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, real talk, yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 6141. You're definitely on WTDTA radio, a little over 22, yo, we got a little over 22,000, am I getting it right? Yeah, 22,754. And, you know, of course, a little over 22 million that's on Last FM. Who we got checking in on WTDTA radio?
Good day, dog. It's the one and only Miss Rare Breed.
What's up? What's up with you?
Not much, man. I've been actually working pretty good today. I cut my first show. And oh, B-Dub, I heard you earlier about that. Anything. Yeah, I'll do it. Just let me know when you want to do it. And also, I need a commercial from you for your event.
Okay.
Either just do a voiceover, and I'll cut the commercial for you, and just send me all the links, the websites, and the phone number, whatever people got to do, the instructions in order
So J-Dawg could just send you the commercial that we did, and then you could put it to whatever music you want.
And I'll put it, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually cut like a visual commercial where I can put it in my show and I can incorporate it in the things that I'm doing.
Lovely.
Because I just cut my first show today for Miss Red Breed TV. I think I'm going to do 2 shows. I think I'm going to do a midnight show where I do like the R&B songs, things of that nature. And then I'm going to do an afternoon show where I'm going to be doing, I'm going to resume the unsigned artists and independent artists music videos. So if you got a video out there, just submit your video to me, missredbreed@gmail.com. It's missraebreed@gmail.com. Just submit me your video, and I'll put you on the show, and then I'll let you know what day your show is going to show.
All right, real talk. Hey, like I told you, it's all about the networking. It's all about the networking. Folks definitely doing what they do. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, Sapaw, if you out there, man, this is what I want you to do, man. You can go ahead and unmute your mic, though, and definitely add a comment to what you just heard earlier, man.
Yo.
Yo, what up, man? What's up?
cool, and I ain't cool, and man, just sitting here soaking up this game, man, this awareness y'all put out there for your ears, man, let it stay in my brain.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Like I say, man, it's definitely a lot out there, man. It's a lot going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Being a young man, not just an artist, but a father who had kids that he has to take care of, things that you're definitely doing in the community. Just your whole take on just, you know, the tug of war that's been going on, you know, speculating, you know, what they're going to do with our Social Security, Medicaid, different things, all the way down to a state level, you know, just a brief synopsis from you of exactly just how this impacts our entire community.
I mean, whether people fail to realize it or not, it impacts everything, you know what I'm saying? And I was just listening to what she was just saying, and it just had me thinking, like, because they actually put this shit on the news for you out there to know. But yet, still, folks still jackballing their money, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, you would think, like we done lost that survival mentality we had. You know what I'm saying? Where we can eat out chili and South Sweet and make it a money and stretch shit. Okay. You don't take care of each other because everybody wants to play and they all got it together.
That's right.
That's why we ain't got shit down, because it ain't no togetherness, man. It is like everybody after they self did, we are already divided inside the goddamn hood, you know what I'm saying? But really, we all out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Majority of us born here ain't going to die here.
I think.
But it ain't no unity. We the one we see each other every day. Like niggas know law to a nigga they see on TV that ain't got shit for them. And they probably ain't gonna never meet, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta pay to go see, you feel me?
Exactly.
Before somebody right there in their face, man.
It's kind of
it's just crazy to me, like, our niggas still around here just borrowing money and ain't just focused on family, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's real, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of folks that live and survive off their little money, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, it ain't shit to some people, you see what I'm saying? But it's some old folk, they Social Security check make them month to month, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's their sole source of income. And see, this is the reason why today...
The caller has joined the conference.
Today campaign has just been, you know, today is the day, excuse me, campaign. It's been one that we have definitely been on all week, and we're going to continue to push. It's because... Today we have to realize that what has happened is a result of a certain mentality and a certain perspective that we all have taken.
I can tell you what's crazy. I mean, it just shows you government and everything is still on some street shit.
Yep.
I was basically saying, what you mean, I don't get my money because you owe somebody else? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What the fuck they got to do with me because you owe them some money. I ain't seen none of that money you done spent or took them. You feel me?
That's right.
I ain't paid off none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. And that's
all that money y'all you trillions of dollars and shit. If that was the case, motherfuckers in the hood and shit wouldn't be robbing and taking from each other. We done seen $100,000 of that money. You feel me?
That's right. You know, it's...
The thing is, like, the way I just think people how shit go, like, I honestly believe they're going to do away with money, period. Because it's just going to be all about your credit score.
Right.
And that's how they gonna shut street niggas out, man. I mean, you don't like a nigga might got 50 rec stains. Who else they wake up tomorrow and say, hey, money, just a piece of paper, wipe your ass with it.
Yeah.
It's all about your credit score.
That's right. Well, you know what? You just said something real, because really, I'm going to be honest with you, and again, this is why being aware and the perception is so key. If you want to know what's going on really, I always say you never take advice from the government. You look at what they do. You look at what they spend.
Right.
You look at what they're not telling you to know really what the business is. But if you really want to know just how valuable this paper that we got floating around in here, I want you to look around at all the other nations that we've lent this money to. And if they're keeping it...
And that's what I'm saying. Right. It's like the preacher who saved everybody in the church for losing his own family. You hear me?
Exactly.
Because I'm like, how the fuck we got something to get it in when we ain't had it being it first?
That's right. And that's exactly what the nations are saying. The nations are like, look, if you know, and this is why I'm so I'm so hell-bent on making sure that people really get the gist of the magnitude of what's being done. You have to look at the fact that once the debt becomes unserviceable, which means the interest on what we owe, we can no longer pay. Everybody that's holding that debt, yeah, it's like if you lend me money and I get to a point where I get so behind with you, I can't even.
It's almost like these motherfuckers are winning for us, the title to the country. You know what I'm saying? It's like if we don't come up with this money and spend it daily, what you mean we can't eat now? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, in the United States of China, motherfucker, you hear me? Like, damn.
It's real.
I mean, the shit crazy. It's real, right? I mean, it don't make sense to me. I mean, you can see that you watch it because I'm like, hold on. How we owe somebody money and we make money? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, we actually, like, literally make the money. Like, they burn money every year, man.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know that. They go out to a field and they burn money every fucking year. If you ever seen the movie Dead President, that's the money they were trying to steal, that money that they were taking to burn.
That's right.
They burn money every year. So I'm like, if we got money to burn, money to lend, how the fuck we could care home?
Because right now, the money that we have is no longer backed by a standard. We don't have a gold standard that the money is backed by. We don't have no natural resources that backs our money. It's only backed by debt. And that's the part that no.
And that's what, right.
It's
and then the crazy part about it, like the debt is so huge, like you can't even put that in paper. I mean, it's just a number, man.
Right. That's right. And that's the problem. That's why, and see, everybody around the world knows this. We're the only ones that's like, and this is why it's such a big deal right now, all across the board.
But American dollars only mean something. Else. Like that shit fucking pesos now, man.
Exactly, but everybody's saying, you know, and that's why I posted everything on the website. So
niggas sitting stunting, ain't that some shit? Niggas sit out here stunting.
Yeah.
Now then they say once that boy sold the boy bought a $50 million plane and shit.
Exactly. He bought it on bar.
Like ain't no way you can fly on earth that costs $50 million. So you waste that shit on a plane, man. Like you just sit niggas back 400 years, man.
But, you know, folks.
And then they really think that's what's up and that's the move, man. You get as dumb as you.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We have a lot of frivolous spending. We have a lot of people that don't understand what all this means. It's only, and again, the sad part of it all is this. If you realize where all this stuff is going, you got to understand that there have been provisions put in place. Now, again, this is not the end. Now, trust me when I say, and you guys mark my words. I want you to put it on your calendar. Do what you do. Mark my words. After August 2nd, after they put this Band-Aid on this gun wound, I want you to watch. Now, I ain't telling you guys to be stockbrokers for the next 24 days. But I'm just saying, I just want you to just, for the next 24 to 48 hours, I want you to look at the value of the dollar. I want you to see how low it drops. I want you to see how the price of gold is going to go up. I want you to see the cost of our resources go up as well. And then I want you to look at not what we're doing here internally, but what's being done externally. Because those that actually control the true wealth of this nation have already made provisions and plans on what needs to happen. And if you don't think this stuff is going to affect you, mark my words. You're going to find yourself, just like my man Sa Paul just said, because it's already there. They're going to end up introducing a new currency. They've already got the currency. They have already shipped into the mint. This is the reason why they were making everybody focus on August the 2nd, so you would turn away from what they're going to do. Now, in February, they just introduced the new C-notes. You know, they got the new $100 bills in circulation now. They're going to have those in full play, and then the Amero is going to come in. They're going to slowly seg out the Euro. They're going to bring in the Amero. They're going to say, okay, check this out. All right, when we do the next debt hike, what's going to happen is you're to exchange all of your paper currency for these coins. Now, these coins are only going to be worth with your paper dollars, 2 cents on the dollar. Now, I'm gonna play the clip one more time tonight, so everybody really get the gist of what's popping off. But that is the deal. So if you are not in a position where you can make more money, which means that, you know what, if you work in a regular job,
and,
You might.
And if you don't have no skills.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to go back to the bar system. Like, hey, I'm a carpenter, man. I'll fix your window if you fix my car mechanic. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or I'm a gardener. Hey, man, I'll give you some potatoes for a piece of your cow. I'm telling you, that's what it's going to go back to. If you ain't got no skills and don't know how to do shit, man, you're going to be shit out of luck because you're going to be useless.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the man.
You're going to be useless and expendable. You see what I mean? Like, nobody don't even really care about it because you, there's no way you can't go and get no job. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no skills, man. You can't help build a house, keep the car running. You know what I'm saying? Why everybody bullshit, man? I'm kidding. Don't let them put the lemon cake in your face and tell you what chocolate is.
Because
it ain't. It's
right. You're right. That's definitely right. And you're right. That's the mentality we have to get in. Right now, while we have time, we need to take what we have, harness it, use it, and build it. That's why I implore everyone, especially with the artists that's on Where They Do That Radio, start your own publishing distributing company. Become the small business owners in the community that will have a say-so, so you can be a part of the solution versus a victim of all this. Because right now, we have been shown through the eyes of everything that's out there really how this whole thing is going to go. And we got to take measures into preventing and producing certain things in order for us to survive. It is survival mode, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress that enough. Yo, Southpaw, man, you already know this. And like I said, man, I'm gonna bring you back on. I got another call. I definitely got to get on this thing and jump into the rotation right quick. But definitely, man, real talk, that's exactly where your mind needs to be. You definitely need to be in the capacity where you understand and know what the business is. And like I said, it's not over with. It's not over, not by a long shot. You just need to just realize and know what the plan is and how you can implement it. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to jump into a short clip. Not a short clip, but actually I'm going to run a track. I'm going to take some more callers. We're going to come back, and we're going to definitely let everybody know what they definitely need to do to definitely get their mind right in all this, because it's a very serious conversation. You know, it's a conversation that a lot of folks don't like to talk about because, you know, we're so wrapped up on the NFL coming back. We're so wrapped up on who's going to go to the NBA, you know, NBA playoffs next year. We're so wrapped up on all this other stuff that's meant to entertain us and pacify us and steer us away that we can't really focus on the true problem. And the problem is really just a perception of really what's going on. Yo, for all y'all that's tuning in, yo, the time is 11:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I got more to give. I got more callers to definitely bring on. So I just want you to just sit back, relax, enjoy the vibe. This is Where They Do That Radio.
No, I'm in the dance floor tonight. I'm looking for a shot I can handle tonight. Wait, be patient, man. I got you next. But the way the girls make it, make me much like sex. I was trying to fly through. She accidentally backed up on me. So I grabbed her hips and bent her off and throw the back it on me. She got nasty with it. Backed her ass up to the wall like she was trying to trust me with it. Got crazy in her ass, got dumber. Yo, dropping like a 6-4. Wide as a Hummer. Yo, there's a Lamborghini hotter than the summer. Yo, I'm trying to go to distance like a runner, so I wonder. Yo, hands in the mirror, all these single guy kids. Let them not what you did, but can I chill at your crib? I told her I'm a freak, and she said that's what it is. And she did this little trick, and my eyes got big. She had a big fat face, let me see it, boo. She got a big fat fat, let me see it, boo. She got a big fat fat, let me see it, boo. She got a big fat fat, let me see it, boo. No fear, cause I have no issue. Yeah, you did good, but your friend got with you. Yeah, you cute, but your girl, oh my God, fine. This thing is backing up like a hard drive. That makes it bad, huh? Hey, get over it. There's mine, my, but mine, I get over it. Me kicking red carpet, walk over it. Creeping like the reaper, money deeper than the Kobe hit. Like venom, I get in the mic, a cobra hit. 21 guns salute my people's own soldier shit. Blood spitting, cause I'm coming with that cold shit. Ice box blows, I'm flipping like this, I'm cold again. Yeah, I'm a pair of mice, don't let that close again. And you're pretty, get some business, she be on that nose, because she wanna make music, wanna see how much flow I spend. We can leave soon, but I wanna.
wanna watch it roll, you gotta go check. Let me see it, man. You gotta be in the flat. Let me see it, man. Right, you gotta be in the flat. Let me see it, man. You gotta be in the
Project. It's your nigga. It's your nigga. 80 seconds away from the stop. Look how far. few weeks, Wall Street's been hot as banks closed and markets tumbled. But for many of you, the people I've met in town halls, backyards, and diners across America, a troubled economy isn't news.
Now, the first of a two-part conversation with former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is a meeting that you see not being responsive to the other agencies of government which can overrule action needs to be taken.
Nothing for a signed or formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it.
Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the euro. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it. The euro is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and Mexican peso replaced by the euro.
The United States government shipped 800 billion euros to the China Development Bank in preparation for the collapse of the United States dollar as a currency. I have one of the euros from that shipment. This is in a barrel. Now, hopefully the camera can zoom in enough so you can see the face of the coin. And now I'm going to turn it around so that you can see the reverse of the coin, because the reverse is really important. It says Union of North America along the top. It's got an eagle. The United States dollar as a currency is going to collapse. How the U.S. dollar is going to collapse? At some point, the amount of money that the United States of America owes and the interest charged on that money will be unserviceable. We will reach a point where there won't be enough money in the entire federal budget to just pay the interest on the money we borrow. The government is hoping that there's enough panic in the general populace so that they can come out and say, look, the only way you can possibly hope to get any of your hard-earned money back is if you accept this euro as currency. And we'll give you, 2 cents on the dollar for what you used to have.
On economics, a departure from tax and spend economics to invest and grow. But before I can do that, I must challenge the American people to change. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
This national feeling is good.
They say there are no borders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. Instructions to disarm anyone inside.
Are you doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?
Because I represent real hope for change.
They're bringing army units home from Iraq in case civil unrest breaks out, and it will, rightfully so.
Of course, Mark Aspen on the 24th is in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers for 7 years. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan, selling praises and immense bravery for the religious support and sometimes the violent government. His commanding officers never let his comrades down. But in July, shortly after sending him to Riga against his students in France, the defense of war hero was briefly beaten by three militants in the movement of the movement. Dazzles, he falls over, and as he gets to his feet, one policeman rugby punches him and lets him up bumping into the ground where a vicious assault begins. Bangs Mark's head on the road twice as the illuminating champions perform, while two police colleagues kneel on Mark's legs to restrain him.
There is something happening.
The theme of plans to include American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. These may be facilities currently being used as prisons.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have set the plan and introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us, the people who brought us Katrina to be competent in face of a disaster, trust us. The people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses promoting our civil liberties.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week, we've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our country. He's a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He's proven to just keep the world clean. The tyrant is me. I directed the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring the study of terror and suffering with horrible poisons, diseases, gases, men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed. In a single day, murdered at random, and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world. The American flag stands for corporate scandals, recession, stock market declines, blackmail, terror, burning of piles, ripping acid on the skin, mutilation of electric drills, cutting out tongues, and rape.
About the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. The world order. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of men. When we are successful, we have a real chance of this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations
and use this peacekeeping role to fulfill the common condition.
So Trump, nigga. What time it is? Out-O-E-T. That theme music right here is Icon.
Some people tell it, so you need numbers, it's taking it.
Thank you.
Already know what it is. You already know how it goes down on where they do that at radio. Real talk, it is what it is. We are in the standard hour. The time is 11:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind on where they do that at radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk, it is what it is, and we are definitely in the thick of the business. Real talk, you already know what it
Steph?
Is. Miss Green, are you still there with me? Hello, Miss Green.
I don't
are
think you
still
need
there
all
with?
That light that so you can see.
Hello? Hello, Miss Green, 6144. You're definitely in the building. Are you still there with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Oh, I caught a little bit of the conversation you just had earlier. Real talk, hey. We got a lot of calls that are definitely in on extended line. They're definitely in. Also, for anybody that, if you lose connection, definitely please feel free to definitely dial in at 570-533-0071. Let me get it right. Yeah, 570-533-0071. That's correct. Please mute your phone. But definitely, I played a little bit of the clip after me and Sai Pop were definitely wrapping it up and letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. To kind of, you know, to kind of go back to your question earlier, what's going on in government? Everything under the sun. And then some. And it's a real, it's definitely a capacity, a level where people right now are definitely trying to figure out, you know, what's their next step, what's their next move, what do they need to do to definitely get prepared, you know, to definitely get into the right from my mind of everything. And, you know, from working in the profession where you do a lot of consultation with a lot of young people, a lot of people in the community that definitely, you know, deal with you for advice and just different things they should be focused on. What do you think the key point, the mindset of our young people really need to be with all of this that is happening right now?
Well, Jay, to be honest with you, the only thing about it is most people think like this, it doesn't affect me. They feel it doesn't affect them. But guess what? It does affect us. The reason why it affects us is because our seniors, if something happens where they're not getting their money properly, people who are in rehab, people who are in nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living, I mean, you got people who are wards of the state, they depend totally on that money. Now, I know that I'm sure your listeners have grandparents.
That's
they
right.
have somebody that's told, they may have someone that gets a check for disability.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And it's going to affect you. It's going to affect you in some type of way. Now, you are fortunate to have your own thing going on. You got your own money flow from whoever, whatever source. That's great. But guess what? It's still going to affect you because just like Dave said, it affects everything. It affects the food, the price of food. It affects the gas. Everything goes up. So it affects us in a way that you can't even possibly imagine until it hits you at home. So so the most important thing to understand is, you know, as the young lady said earlier, she said, well, her focus is on the mayor. The mayor can only do but so much. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to let him. He's just a face in a place. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is. He's a face in a place. Okay,
mm-hmm.
which means, yes, he can sign off, he can do programs, he can edit, but we need to, you're right, we need to be watching him. We need to see, this is Atlanta, Georgia. We need to watch him. We want to know what will happen if this move from Congress will cause people not to get their money.
That's
and
right.
then crime is going to go up, oh my God, 100% is already bad now. We're 7. For those who don't know, out of the top 10 in the nation, we fall in the rank of between 5 and 7 in that top 10 as being crime, just all types of crime. Okay, I'm talking about rape, I'm talking about murder, I mean robbery, anything you can think of, we fall in the top 10. Okay, so imagine it getting it to maybe 100 degrees. When you walk
mm-hmm.
out your door and people, somebody is literally trying to break into your car.
That's right.
Somebody's really trying to take your money. You say, no, nah, they're not going to do this because I'm going to jack them, I'm going to do this or whatever. But guess what? Not everybody's fighting. Not everything.
That's right.
Everything that you see in these times, people, are the end times.
Look
around you, okay? If you don't know that every country, including ours, is in a total uproar, I don't care what channel you turn on. If you had a channel where you can see every part of the world, you will see nobody has any peace anymore. It's gone. So the only way you're going to regain your peace is to not just be selfish and stay in your own bubble. You got to think about something. You got to think about, what can I do? No, I'm not saying you can save the world, but guess what? If you can make one positive move, just one positive move, that's all you got to do. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, going into your little community, you know what I'm saying, wherever you're living at, you know, getting a program together for the homeless. I overheard a young lady, she said that she's going to give back to, being the foundation for the children of some sort.
That's right.
I mean,
well, we're
anything you can
yes,
do.
Definitely, yes, yes. And she, you know, just to add that, you know, that's what I mean. You know, it's so many, you know, all of us here at What They Do to That Radio, you know, all of us, we all share a very personal issue with the things that are affecting our community from both spectrum of the fence, even from a personal level to a business level. And the cry out for help is more people need to really focus and tune in on what they can do to implement certain things that's going to help, you know, other people in different aspects of this whole equation. Because you're right, it's a perception. You know, if we stay so focused into, well, you know, this, that, and that, and just put my story out there on the line, it affects me in a lot of different ways because I deal with it personally. You know, I have parents that rely on Social Security, Medicaid, and so forth. I've also worked in the labor force as well, so I have put money in that I at one point was really believing that it was going to be around, which I already knew before I left corporate that it wasn't. It's all these things are trickling down. I have grandparents now. You know, I went through having a grandparent that went through the nursing home situation. I've dealt with it on both sides of the fence, and it trickles down to a point where if we really take the right perspective, we can prepare you know, and really have certain things that we can actually go to as an alternative. Because, I mean, I can only paint this picture so many different ways. And as it stands right now, and just to really make sure everybody understands, the whole thing that happens in Congress with this debt ceiling is a direct reflection of all the stuff that's been kept away from us, yet put right in our face, that we turned a blind eye to and we didn't pay attention to. It wasn't just so long ago, the same time last year, you know, matter of fact, and it's still remnants of this now, we actually had for the first time in this state of Georgia where they actually held up state refund checks because they didn't have enough money to cover it. You know, I want you to play back in your mind how this ball of wax works. So these are preset things that happen, and it's meant to make you reflect, to open your eyes, and really pay attention to everything that's being done. Because I do know, you know, I don't want folks to wait until it's too little too late, until folks start knocking at your door, until you start being forced to do certain things, to sign certain levels of documentation, to, you know, then, you know, it's too late to try to figure out, well, what did all this mean? It's like the writing is already on the wall. And this is why we all have to take a stand in this. This affects every walk of life and every culture that relies on a certain level of system and consistency. The thing, just like what Ms. Green is saying, is so true. If you take an outside perspective of what the world is looking at, you will see that there is not peace but a civil unrest. There's people that are pretty much speaking out of a lot of things that's being done. The thing right here is, why is it more of us not speaking out on everything that's being done? Because I do know we have people that are homeless. We have people that have no food. We have people that are wards of the state. We have these very same things, just like, you know, I remember going to a meeting a while back when I was at one of these particular companies. And this guy flew in from Atlanta. He flew into Atlanta from Philadelphia. And he was a multi, you know, millionaire at that time. So he's probably a multi-billionaire now. But he came in and he talked all this stuff about just, you know, all the stuff we can do as a company, blah, 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 woo, woo, woo. And then when the cameras and everything was off and was all sitting around and going through his lavish home and this, that, and the other, one of the young men asked him, it was like, well, okay, well, you're a multi-millionaire, and you got all these companies and this, that, and the other that you do. I know, and he wasn't being facetious. He was just asking a very inquisitive question, which made sense. He said, I know, on your way over here from Philadelphia to Atlanta, you've seen, you know, the poverty-stricken individuals. You passed a couple of homeless people there. What did you do today to give back to those that's there? You know what I'm saying? Understand what I can do from this perspective. But what I'm asking is, I'm putting the shoe on the other foot. Now, this is a gentleman. Now, again, a man that is very well known in the financial world, very well known in the communities of all the stuff that he gives to, because they give back to him and support what's being done. But the very same closed-mindedness that Ms. Green, as well as Rita, was talking about earlier, and what we're really, you know, like what Paul was just saying, and what we're saying in a nutshell, was the very same mindset that this man took. He said, look, if I can start my own business and do this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 woo, 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 that person that's down with their hand up could have done the same thing. I give enough of what I do. This is what I do. But, you know, so he really took really offensive to that question being asked. Now, you got to understand it from both perspectives. The gentleman that asked the question was just like me, very new. We just assumed, we assumed. Sometimes when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So pretty much, you know, we both assume that this person that has all the potential wealth was, you know, was doing things outside of his own bubble. And we realized that he wasn't. And we also realized this is a lot of the same thinking of a lot of folks that are in that position. It only when it becomes personal will people really start to take heed. I took it personal because it not only does it affect my family directly, it affects people that I know directly, people that I deal with and talk to day in and day out. So I have to take a personal stand and a personal approach to this. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm blessed with more, as the radio station is blessed with more, as we all come together and really push this thing out, I'm going to do my part to do more than what I'm already doing.
But it's not never a focus point where I'm going to get on my own island and never think back to where it all started and not willing to, you know, to go forward with this, because there's too much of this happening already. There's too much of this happening already. So I definitely, definitely, definitely feel you on what you're saying, Ms. Green. I totally agree. We have to have an eye and an ear on everything that is going to affect us. It just so happens that money just so happens to be one of the things that affects so many aspects of our lives, our livelihoods, where we will stay, where our kids are going to go to school. It affects everything that we do. So when they start talking about money, your ear is supposed to perk up. You're supposed to try to figure out what's going on, because this is a direct reflection of what's going to happen in your wallet and in your purse. And that's just the realness of it. That's the realness of it. We have to be more aware. We just have to be more aware of everything that's being done. And just to add to what you were just saying, a lot of, you know, the reason why we are really pushing and challenging the young people to really get involved is because it's left up to the younger generation to correct a lot of this mess that's here. I'm going to be honest with you. It's, you know, but if we're not talking about it, if we're not showing you, if we're not speaking on it, if we're talking about all the other stuff except for the true problems of really what's going on, then we're not really bringing true solutions. We're just simply turning a blind eye. You know, and that's the reality of it. Ms. Green, is there anything else you would just like to add to what you just said in terms of just really where the young folks' mind really needs to be at with everything?
Yes, in your community centers. I mean, I'm sure wherever you are, be it inner city, most people are inner city. If you got, you know, where kids play at, you know what I'm saying, or where somebody plays basketball or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just get involved with your community, with the youth, you know what I'm saying. I can't even express enough how important that is. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. And even though, you know, Congress is making these decisions upon with other people's lives, other people's livelihoods, but at least, you know, get in where you fit in. I just want everybody to understand that it's just not, you know, their fight. It's our fight. You know what I'm saying? I was even thinking about doing some property insurance. I know that may sound kind of weird to you, but I think we should be owning our own banks. I don't think no one should have to go to somebody else's bank and then sit in front of, and I mean, it's a cultural thing, okay? I'm not saying because the other person on the other end works for, you know, Bank of America, which is owned by pretty much white Caucasian males. It might be black face there, but I don't know. I can't say for real, but what I'm saying, that's just one bank, okay? So what I'm saying is I think we should have our own banks. There's enough of us. I'm talking about the high-ups as well as the low-ups, okay? I mean, as far as the millionaires from the middle class to the upper class, we have enough of us. When I say us, meaning black people, where we can have our own banks, okay? We can lend to our own. And, okay, mind you, we do have some people who are not, you know, credit-worthy, and that's fine. They need to be taught that. They never was taught that, okay? So, I mean, even implement programs for them. It's going to get to the point, guys, where everything is going to cease, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as money is concerned, I mean, right now they're trying to stomp out the dollar, okay? But that said, the dollar, is, just like Jay said, it's not going to even be worth anything. So no matter how much money you make, you say, okay, I got money in the bank, okay? Well, what happens if something goes wrong, okay? If the system goes down, all your money is in the bank, that means you have nothing. You only have, a plastic card. Okay?
That's right.
And that's unfortunate, but well, like you said, well, what am I supposed to do? Well, the thing about it is we just need to come up with a system. It has to work. We need to come up with something that we can support each other, so at the end of this process, once everything is done, then we'll have something to fall back on. Okay,
right.
They don't think we know. You know, they don't think that somebody's going to say, oh, you said, well, you know what, they're so used to looking out for themselves. You know, unfortunately, we're like crabs. I mean, I just got to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? Once one person is trying to come up, here comes somebody that's trying to pull them back down. But if we can understand, crabs can get along inside a bucket as long as nobody's not moving up.
You
never saw that. They don't say that. Long as it's not trucking, they are right. But let one crawl up. Oh, my God. It's going to be like four or five of them grab hold of that one. And it's okay if that one is strong enough to pull out the rest. But if they ain't strong enough, then they can't do it. You see what I'm saying? So maybe we need to get that concept, and we need to understand that to another level. Let's get maybe, you know, a certain amount of us who are strong enough to crawl out and to support the ones that are inside. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
that does make sense.
Yeah, I know that's a lot of concept there, but I'm trying to get it to them, man.
I'm telling you, that makes sense.
I'm trying to get it to them. This thing is serious.
We have it very serious. And you know what? That makes sense to me. You know, we should definitely, you know, for the ones that are definitely in certain positions that can definitely, you know, provide mechanisms and ways to definitely do so. And I'm going to tell you, you know, it's ironic that you said that because, like I said, I've been telling everyone to go to the website for a reason. I actually, you know, with all of the relationships and the resources that we've been working on over the last couple of weeks and we'll be continually working on through as the weeks to come, if you actually visit the site and go to the link that says Let's Do Business, you're going to see that there's been identified several large entities. They're not U.S.-based, but they will support U.S.-based businesses that really want to support their community. Now, I want you to understand, I'm going to be very simple in how this works. All right. They're willing, if you can put in a plan where you're going to impact your community, whether it's going to take, you know, not a minimal amount that you must be able to put into this plan, it can't be less than $100,000. You know, they deal with $100,000 on up. But if you have a plan right now that the only thing it lacks is money, but it will impact and enhance the quality of life in your community, there have been identified just last week 15 individuals in institutions with 25-year track records that will assist with 98 to 100% financing. It's asset-based, which means that in the project itself, if they can show the assets, which, you know, let's say you got a building that you're looking to renovate. So once the building is renovated, it's worth a certain amount now, so you're going to get it cheap. But once you put all the work into it, it's going to be appraised at a larger value. That becomes an asset that will back this particular structure. So anything and every resource that you tackle into this project, if they can show ownership, they can, you know, in other words, the criteria is very simple. It's asset-based, and you must be able to show ownership, meaning that the individuals and resources that are going to be used, you have to show who owns it, and they have to be willing to take a stake in the project that's being built. They will assist you financially with getting these projects and programs off the ground. These are not U.S.-based entities. These are entities that are outside of the box that are looking in. Now, the only reason they're doing this is because, one, everything affects everything. So if they can't come to the general public because rules and sanctions won't let certain businesses deal with the general public, they can deal with small businesses. They can deal with entities that have a cause and a plan intact. But they have to make that call. They have to make that resource known. They have to make their cause known. And these individuals come in and do what's necessary to do that. Now, I want you to think about this. I really want you to look, you know, because once you, if you go to the website and check it out and really do your research and find out what all this is about, you'll find out where the money's coming from. It's pretty much the reason why we have all this turmoil to start with. It's not just government. You got to look at where we are as a nation, where we are, why we're in this situation, and why everybody is not talking about the true issues. But the ones that actually can help are saying, here, if you want it, we have it. Let us know. But until you come forward, until you stand, until you make it known, it's only going to go so far. We can only do so much. So just as fast as Congress is writing laws to keep certain things and certain provisions, other things are being done outside of it. But if you can't look past your own nose to see that, then that's a problem. So that's what I'm saying, Ms. Green. What you're saying makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense to me. And I'm going to continue to definitely continue to push and drive the campaign, which is today is the day, because today is the day that we change all of this. If we first change our mind and our perception on everything that's there. Feel free to go to WTDTARadio.weebly.com. Go to the link that says Let's Do Business. Go to that link. Read everything that's in its entirety, and you'll definitely get an opportunity. And also go to the Get Money blog. Go to that as well. It's on there as well. Please read. Please understand and know that there are solutions to the situations. But all we have to go into it with the right perception and the right frame of mind, because it's there. That. So again, Ms. Green, that's what I was saying. It makes perfect sense to me. There are things that are out there that all we have to do is just implement. And you know what I'm saying. And we gotta really have a genuine concern for the community and the level of humanitarian. You know, we gotta have a humanitarian basis for what we're doing. You know, it just can't be all for self and for profit. It's got to be, you know, a capacity where we're willing to enhance the quality of life of our culture, because we need to have these things in place. Again, I appreciate everyone's concern. Everyone definitely, you know, definitely letting us know what's up and what's happening. Let me see if I can get my girl back on here right quick. B-Dub, you still there with me?
Yeah, J-Dog, I'm out here.
What's up? What's up? Yo, man, hey, real talk, man. Like I said, and you know, and this, and she, and B-Dub will tell you, this is why she's a major advocate for the Fame Exchange, because of all the charitable things that they're attached to. Now, just in what you was just saying, you know, early, I think it was either on, I don't know if it was on this broadcast or a couple of broadcasts before or earlier in the week. Like with Fame Exchange and all the other charitable organizations, the true focal point of these agencies getting involved is to really enhance a quality of life, correct?
Correct. To provide positive publicity for businesses and small businesses and global Fortune 500 or lesser corporations, and to provide quality community events for just the general public, and to give back, meaning Fame Exchange's main charity is Food for Orphans. But under that umbrella can be any charity that comes on board and partners with us. So you come on board as a partnership and you bring whatever charity you want. At the end of the day, 10% goes back, regardless of how it was brought in, to everybody.
Gotcha.
And
see, that's awesome. And see, that's the thing. See, if you guys,
when we create events, we create work for our performing artists, our variety talent.
That's right. See how it goes.
So as we raise awareness, we raise employment.
We raise awareness. We bring the community involved.
I mean, it sounds funny sometimes because people like say, you got your hands, you got so many irons in the fire. Why not? It all, just like gasoline. You know what I'm saying? We just keep filling up. We got to. We're moving, you know?
We have to move. That's right. In order for this change to change, we have to. You're right, B-Dub. And that's just
so you only supposed to fill up your tank one time. When you run out of gas, you never fill it up again. I don't think so. You keep stopping and you keep filling up.
You have to keep going. You have to keep going and keep pushing and keep doing what you do. And see, these are the things for those that are just now. I hear like a couple of sigh of relief on the air. I hear a lot of folks saying, "Okay, now I kind of get it." Well, you got to understand, we can do so much from our end. That's why we employ the listeners to get involved. Bring your ideas. Bring your cause. Bring whatever you have going on in your community to the table. And it's like my girl V-Dub, she always tells me this, and she has made me a firm believer in this. I'm going to put this on the air. She'll tell you straight up, if she don't have it, give her a second. If she ain't got it right now, she will go. She'll find somebody who can definitely get the answer to get this done.
And sometimes, J-Dog, all it is a call or not. You have to open your mouth. You know, nobody, we're not mind readers. Nobody knows what your community needs. Nobody knows what you need. You know, nobody knows what your family members need. You have to say something.
That's right.
Think that you don't matter.
That's right, because you do. You do. That is so real. That is so real. That is, oh my God, that is what it is. Well, man, like I said,
you don't know who you make a difference to. You know, you never know. And you never know who's listening.
That's right. You never know who's keyword. That's right. You never know who's listening on the other end, and you never know what's getting ready to take place. And that's why it's so essential that we have an input. We have an input in all of this. I mean, this is what
it's
about.
And if the people that you're talking to, you're not getting any results, stop talking. Those are the wrong people.
Okay.
You
wow.
can ask my – I go silent on people in a minute.
Okay. Exactly.
If we're not talking about nothing, I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
We got to
exactly.
talk about something.
That's right. If we're not talking about change, if we're not talking
right.
about something positive, we're not talking about making a difference, then what are we talking about?
Nothing. We're not talking at all.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. We can't – that level we have to digress away from. We have to be talking about something of a positive manner in a general direction in order to get things done. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about a whole bunch of other stuff and get nothing done and still waste a whole bunch of time. Time is something that's not waiting. Time is not holding up and stopping because we want to talk about a bunch of BS. It's constantly moving. So we have to move with this. Our mind has to be focused with this. So keep word of what we're saying now. You know, we're not scolding anyone. What we are saying is that we just have to really stay in tune what it is that we're doing and what this whole thing is about, because it is a movement. It is a huge movement. This movement, I cannot stress enough.
My sister is in – sorry to cut you off. I just want to say this. My sister is in Korea. Koreans, they're over there. There are people drowning from mm-hmm. floods in one part of a country, but in that same country, people thirsty. Stuff like that is just amazing to me. So you got too much water here and not enough water there.
That's right.
That's reality.
That's the reality. But you know what? That's an interesting point. That's an interesting point.
The soldiers barely have water, and they're in a whole other country with people that they have really no ethical ties to.
That's
we
right.
just got good soldiers. People that are mm-hmm. my nephew is somewhere in a whole other part of the United States, and his mom is in some city I can't even pronounce over in Korea saving mm-hmm. people that she don't know from a can of paint.
That's right.
From flood.
That's right. So it's
and they can't get water to the cousins of those people a couple
that's
of
right.
miles down the road. Something wrong. I mean, whoever controlling that part of the matrix.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a whole nother conversation.
They got a corrupt way of getting things done. Put it like that.
It's all over the world.
Yeah. Same way.
It's all corrupt. Yeah, but
we got our food for orphan situation with the headmaster of the orphanage molesting the girls.
Exactly.
Yeah,
entity, Food for Orphans, that's doing the corruption. It's somebody that we serve through Food for Orphans.
That we serve.
Yeah,
so in other words,
the orphanages.
Yeah, they get the benefit of what's being done, but then there's people that's inside that's doing other things. See, BW is giving you a reality check, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we got to do more. This is why we got to get involved. This is why we just can't just sit back and just think that everything is going to be everything and just, oh, well. Because if we don't get involved, especially if you're truly, genuinely concerned about what's happening, we are subject to the things that are around us.
And do we even have an orphanage in Georgia?
Ooh, that's a great mm-hmm. question. Great question.
We do. Because
I'd like to know. I'd like to get in touch.
Okay. Definitely. You're right.
Personally.
You know what? Definitely, Ms. Green, I know you could definitely help V-Dub out with that. Definitely. You know,
yes, I sure can, because I'm listening to the girlfriend, and I think we need to collab. We need to collaborate.
If we're not the same age, Ms. Green, I'm probably like a younger
you. That's okay. look at Ms. Green.
Yeah, I'm like a younger you, more than likely, because you sound like myself in the future.
yes. It's all good. It is all good.
It sure is.
It doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. We can all get together and do something because it's just that critical, baby. I mean, just like you said, I have a son that's in the Air Force. He's in Dices, Texas. Now, if this move in Congress, it will affect him because it affects all the pay for the military as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, mm-hmm. you know, it's not just, you know, all people.
It's not just the indigent. It's
exactly.
the brave, too.
It's the brave, too. So you see what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where everybody said, well, it's not me. But guess what? It is you. It
mm-hmm.
is you. Because somebody in the, you'd be surprised how many people have people in their families that's waiting on a check of some
yep.
kind of magnitude from the government.
I'm going to say 9 out of 10.
You better
you
say
go.
It. It's 9 out of 10.
I'm
going to
say
9
out of 10, point blank.
That's
yes,
right.
it is.
That's right.
And
so, I mean.
But at the same token, we don't know that. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. They say, well, guess what? We just shut down everything. Then what? Then we are left to what? Depending on what? Sure, not on the computer. You can't come. No.
That's right.
Computer, just what they're made for. They put input data and take out data. That's what. That's all
that's
it is.
That's right. That's why we got to be able to decipher between all the stuff what's there. That's why we have to really stay in tune. This is why the awareness goes on so many levels. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured this out by now, off of what you just heard with myself, Ms. Green, and V-Dub, you're hearing that these are the topics of discussion, whether you realize it or not, that really needs to be a regular course of conversation. Because I'm going to tell you something. We can do a lot, and we can definitely raise a lot of money. We can do all these things we can do for a whole bunch of other stuff. But if we do not take heed to the things that truly matter, if we do not take heed to our culture and our communities and our loved ones, our young folks as well as our elderly, if we do not take a long, hard, serious, and figure out exactly what needs to be done, then we're going to find ourselves, you know, all trying to, you know, figure this out when it's too little too late. And again, this is why it is such an important aspect of you know, what's being done. We call it today is the day because every day that you're blessed, you know, to awaken into this, yeah, you know what, you could be at a better place at a better time because there's so much to do. You know, what kills me, I hear a lot of folks say, well, you know what, I'm bored today. I didn't have anything to do. That means you're not, your mind is not focused on the right things because there's too much to do.
Exactly.
There's too many things that need to be done. There's, you know, my grandmother used to always say, there's no excuse for a grown person to say that they're bored. If a grown person is telling you he's bored, there's something wrong with them because it's too much to do. It's too much that needs to be done. You know, and so we have to really focus in on really what it is. You know, and that's why I was saying I played the message last night. I'm going to end the show with that message tonight. It's nothing wrong with being a dreamer because dreamers are the ones that make this whole thing go round and round. The world want to breed out of you that you can't think outside the box. But in order for these solutions to come about, we got to realize that there ain't no box. There ain't no restriction. It's only on what we put, what we lay before us. We got to come together and we got to all become innovative thinkers and provide adequate solutions to the problems that arise. And you know what? There's strength in numbers. You know, it's not meant for one person to do all the thinking and everyone goes out and implement. It takes everyone giving a level of input and assistance in all of this in order for this thing to truly turn around. You know, that's the reality of it. That's how serious it is. And we want a lot of people to definitely get involved and definitely do what they got to do to definitely, you know, get involved. Like I said, this last segment I'm going to definitely play for everyone that's here. And now, if I got a caller that's actually on the 570-533-0071 that want to, you know, definitely add a comment, I'm giving you a moment now before we definitely get into this next clip to unmute your mic and definitely add a comment. So I'm gonna give you, you know, a couple of seconds to definitely unmute the mic and definitely come on. If not, then what I'm gonna get ready to do is I'm gonna play this clip, and then, ladies, I want you to just give us some final thoughts on just really where our listeners need to be as we close out the show. Okay, with that being said, since everybody's kind of okay, we on the same sheet of music, this is what we're going to do. We got a lot of folks that are definitely in. Where they do that radio is a nightly broadcast. It definitely takes place 7 days a week. You can catch us at a normal slot at 9:30 till 12. Sometimes we run a little bit over there, as you can tell. You can actually, you know, catch us at 347-934-0318. We're also on Ustream. We're also on Last FM, all the major networks. You can definitely catch our broadcast live as we do this every night. Real talk, one, this right here, what I'm going to play is definitely just meant to be a reminder of just exactly where we need to be. And it's very simple. It's just, it's a mindset, ladies and gentlemen. It's nothing more than a mindset.
You a dreamer?
Yes.
I've seen too many around lately. It's been tough lately for dreamers. They say dreaming's dead, and no one does it anymore. It's not dead, it's just it's been forgotten. Removed from our language. Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. Dreamers banished to obscurity. I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. By dreaming every day. Dreaming with our hands and dreaming with our minds. Our planet is facing the greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time you could have possibly hoped to be alive. Things are just starting.
Because you know something. What do you know you can't explain? But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. Driving you mad.
Well, as the real life film idea. An idea. People of the world, allow me to once again introduce myself as Anonymous, for I am nothing more than an idea. An idea of true freedom, online as well, as the real life film. The idea of swift justice in defense of such freedoms, and a world free of oppression and intolerance. A world focused on living freely, rather than living according to what you can afford. While I know there are those of you out there that may argue if you are not happy with the money you make, or the life that you have, this is simply your own fault. You must realize, and acknowledge the fact, that this day and age presents a vast barrier for many families and individuals. The financial constraints and limits have grown diversely in size, while opportunities have diminished. Any train of thought that dismisses this fact is, quite frankly, either selfish or quite simply delusional. However, I must also acknowledge how easy it must be to slip into such a state of apathetic illusion of reality, given the vast amounts of entertainment that is pumped into today's cultures and society. It is quite easy to lose oneself in the system of things. We, quite many of you, appreciate the comforts of everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility of repetition. I enjoy them as much as any individual. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past usually associated with someone's death, or the end of some awful bloody struggle, a celebration of a nice holiday, we thought we could mark this June the 15th, a day that normally is no different than any other, by taking some time out of our daily life to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. Please discuss even now. Orders are being shouted into telephones, and then with guns, and thanks to technology will soon be on power in the interwebs searching for anything related to Anonymous. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words often mean to me, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, There is something terribly wrong with this world, isn't there? Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have censors and systems that surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. You wouldn't be. Your parents did you. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and not rule your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to your government. They promised you order, they promised you peace, and all they demanded in return was your silence, obedient consent. Anonymous is seeking to end that silence. Beginning today, we are initiating the beginning of a system of events we will simply refer to as the plan. The plan will commence upon this 15th day of June, 2011, and will continue for approximately 1 year in the course of 3 separate phases. Phase 1 begins now. In this time, you are encouraged to educate yourselves on the injustices occurring in this world. Seek out violations of freedom and human rights. Become familiar with the corruption within your system. Discover the enemy of truth.